Message number 436. God the Father, the suffering in the world has been united to the suffering of my Son Jesus at this time. Wednesday, May 23, 2012 at 03:38 p.m. My dearest daughter, tell all my children of the love and protection I offer those who call on me. My holy word on earth is at last being heard, and many souls are ready to make the greatest leap of faith to embrace the divine mercy of my Son Jesus Christ. Little do they know that to enter the new paradise, the new era of peace, is but a simple thing. Look up and accept that you are a child of mine first. Acknowledge that I created each of you, not one of you an accident, and that you are my children, my family, my loved ones. The tenderness in my heart is full of love for each of you. Many think that because I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that my power makes me proud. This, of course, can never be. How can the true love of a parent for a child be clouded by pride? I suffer for each of you. I weep for those lost to me. I will use every power to bring my lost children back into my family, my kingdom. Imagine a parent who is rejected by their child. The hurt I feel is not for me, their father, but for them, and the torment they will suffer if I cannot save them. The suffering in the world has been united to the suffering of my Son Jesus at this time. Why do I do this? Why do I allow suffering? It is because of sin. Sinners who won't come to me willingly can only be saved through the suffering of others. Those who suffer in this life will be rewarded with my gifts in the next life. Help offered freely by those children who love me is a powerful weapon against the power accorded to Satan. Those who fight alongside my Son to save the souls of others can save the whole of humanity. Satan has power, but only that given to him, a power which cannot be taken back until the day of judgment. Many of you, dear children, do not understand the divine laws that permit these things. But trust in me as I reveal this. Satan will steal the souls of my children who do not believe in me or the goodness which I provide my children. He becomes powerless when sinners make sacrifices through suffering to save their brothers and sisters from going to hell. He is rendered impotent when my children pray for those sinners to be saved. Prayer is the armor of my children who want to help me to save the whole of humanity. Gather together my children with my Son and help me unite my family at last. Help me to bring you all into the new wonderful era of peace. Only then can my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Go, children. Unite in prayer. Work with me, your Father, to help save my family. Your beloved Father, God the Most High.